Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Retrieves it from Dragic. Boy, they're all up on Kevin Durant, but they gave him a little daylight. Deadly! Durant! Dynamite!
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe G, J-Rod, Cody Decker with you on a Tuesday. Lot to get to. Ton of baseball coming up later in the show. We'll look at futures, the trade market. Of course, today's slate as well, as all the teams are back in action today in Major League Baseball. And we'll bring on David Bearman, who's going to join us from ESPN, talk about Hammer and Hank Kohlberg. We'll pay homage to the late, great Hammer and Hank, passed away yesterday at the age of 82. So we'll get to all that. But let's go to the NBA here. Kevin Durant is next team. This has been the biggest story of NBA free agency since, you know, last week when all hell broke loose. And Hammer was like, yeah, he's out. He wants out of Brooklyn. So now we await this trade. And the wildest part, guys, is watching the market fluctuate as people try to guess where he's going to go. And, Cody, people try to figure out, like, where should I put my bet right now? Is he going to end up on the Suns? Is he going to end up on the Heat? Is he going to be a mystery team? And just watching where these odds go. Because you could bet on the team he's going to land with, or you could just jump in and say, all right, screw it. I'm just going to bet on, I don't know, the Suns, the Heat, the Raptors to win the NBA title right now because you're getting Kevin Durant. This is one of the wildest, like, market things, just watching the odds move before a move even happens.
Yeah, and it's pretty exciting. If you somehow mentally play the lottery and just pick the right team that he goes to right now, in fact, and you can get certain odds on it right now. I mean, this is a game-changing moment. The question is, where is he going to end up? And watching the odds kind of shift right now, you're talking about the Raptors going from 14 to 1 to 8 to 1 out of nowhere. What exactly is making people think Raptors all of a sudden? Because last week, the only name I heard over and over and over again, almost as though it was a done deal, was the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, I think the Raptors one is interesting because they have a bunch of young players that are good and they have all their picks, so they can make it work. But let's bring Paul in here to talk about the odds and the Raptors part of this, like the shift this weekend. Paul, what'd you notice over the weekend with Toronto?
So I was texting with a buddy Saturday night, Sunday. And so he made the point that the Raptors can make the best offer. Like the best offer between the picks and some of the pieces, although it sounds like Durant also wants, you know, depending on what you believe, he wants certain players to stay if he's going to go there, which, okay. So can they thread that needle, make it happen? But looking around, so on one book, it was plus 250. On two other books, it was 8 to 1. And then on another book, it was 14 to 1. So I played the 8 to 1 before I ever saw the 14 to 1. And then I played the 14 to 1 as well. By the next morning, they're all 2 to 1 plus 250. So whether or not it works out, obviously beat the market. And it was a good heads up by my buddy. And, like, you know, I feel great about the play. Now I'm just hoping it works out. But then to see that move, and then the Raptors were sitting anywhere from, I think I played them at like 40 to 1 around the same time, because you looked around and they were 25 to 1, 30, 35 to 1, a 41 to 1. So I think I got 40 to 1. But then the next, I looked again yesterday, and everywhere they're 25 to 1, trying to kind of bake that number in. So we'll see how it goes. But I mean, as far as destinations, I mean, it's you look at them and how they won a couple years ago. Great fan base. You know, if he makes that move to Toronto, and, like, I think, what was it, Broussard or someone, like, was ripping on Toronto the other day. But from everything I've heard, as far as like basketball markets go, it's a pretty good one. So again, and they've got, I mean, you put him in there with the right pieces, all of a sudden, and we kind of were talking about the East last week, you know, all of a sudden they're very formidable. Now it's not a walk. You still got the Celtics, you know, and all that, but hey man, at those numbers, I'll ride with it. And then Joe G, I like the point you brought up about, you know, or was it J-Rod, about the MVP bet. I mean, that might be the best value left on the board.
Yeah. All right. I've seen it at 9-1. And by the way, just to put a bow on the Raptors thing, remember, there's some precedent. They got Kawhi Leonard when nobody expected that they would sign Kawhi Leonard. So there's obviously some convincing that they can do. They've got good people over there, and they won a title getting Kawhi Leonard. So you know Kevin Durant is got that in the back of his head.
So that's interesting, the 9-1. So I'm looking, I'm seeing 30-1 BetMGM for the Raptors to win the title. It's just like, if you think about it, Miami, they can't give Bam back because Ben Simmons, the rookie designation contract. Okay, so that it takes a piece Miami has, and it's not even viable. And then what's going on with DeAndre Ayton? Like, is he waiting around for this? Is he going to sign? Like, Ayton could throw a haymaker in this, because if he signs somewhere else, then he can't be part of the deal. Like, I think he'd be part of this deal going back to Brooklyn. It just feels like the Raptors have the easiest path. They have players. They have picks. They don't have to worry about, like, oh, I can't trade this guy. I could see this Toronto thing happening, Cody. Last week, I'm with you, man. The Suns felt like, and they were, the odds-on favorite. But the more this drags on, if the Nets want the best package, then maybe he goes to a place we weren't thinking last week.
You mentioned Toronto, though, and we're talking ad nauseum about Toronto. Is he enough to move the needle forward for them? They seem to, since Kawhi left, it seems that Toronto's basically fallen off the map entirely. Is KD enough? And keep in mind, this is not KD of 5 years ago. This is KD now. Yes, he's a game-changing guy, but he is getting up there in age and is not quite controlling games the way he was over in Golden State.
That is because, like, Joe, you know firsthand too, like as a 70 being in Philly, like Toronto, and we talked about it on the show, they were the trendiest dog of all trendy dogs in that series. Now you add KD to that mix, all of a sudden they're much more formidable. Is that enough to get past, you know, to the finals, past the Boston, past the Miami? You know, we'll see.
So but, I think,
yeah. I mean, Dakota, too, he's 34 years old, but he did average 30 points a game last year, you know, so he still got a little juice in there. And I've always said, and you know this, Cody, being a player, there's nothing more dangerous than a motivated athlete. There's nothing more dangerous. They go out there, whether you're playing for a contract, whether it's for respect, whether it's for burner Twitter accounts, you get a motivated athlete, look out.
And he loves his burner Twitter accounts. By the way, has it been confirmed how many he has?
No. We'll just send out an anti-Kevin Durant tweet. I just assume one of the people that responds is him. It has to be. I don't know either. You know what, though? So the question Cody asked, like, would it be enough, right? Should we bet on the Raptors? Should we think Raptors? I wonder how much they have to get back. Like, they had five starters last year, averaged at least 15 points a game. They're all 27 or younger. I figure Pascal Siakam goes back to the Nets. That's probably the big piece. They swap the two big pieces. And I mean, I don't know if they can hold on to Scottie Barnes and Fred VanVleet. That's pretty good. I mean, that's a rookie of the year last year, a guy that averaged 20 a game. And Kevin Durant, I think they're interesting. That suddenly has become the other one. Now, the other thing we heard over the weekend, you see was it Mark Spears? Who was it who had the report that the Warriors were interested again? I thought it was fake. I was like, no, we're not doing this again, are we?
Why not? They won championships with him. I know they've won it without him. Why not?
I mean, it seemed like it was a pretty bad breakup at the end, right? Like, there didn't seem like there was any love lost there or like any reason to reunite. And I mean, I don't know from Kate, and granted, I don't know how much say KD will have, but after being in just such a contentious situation that he clearly wants to get out of this year, would he go back to somewhere where it's like, okay, well, it's kind of a ticking time bomb. We'll see how this goes. But it, you know, there was,
we talked about it on the show yesterday with Mark James. Apparently Draymond was on a podcast, whether it was his or somebody else's, where he said, hey, we don't win those championships without Kevin Durant. So we just kind of float that out there. You know what I mean? You know, no bad burner tweets for Draymond this week.
Which is great. But here's the thing. They just won a title without him. Like, what do they need him back for? If he's not going to go to the Suns, he's not going to go to the Lakers. If he's not going to go to the Clippers, What the hell do they need him for?
Is it like a chess thing? Is it like a Zen thing? So he doesn't go to the Suns. So he doesn't go to the Lakers. So their path is easier because now they've got the chip and he can't go somewhere else where they can hurt him.
I can't imagine the Warriors post winning an NBA Finals making trades just to block other teams making trades. That just, it's not that it's petty. It just seems beneath them right now.
Right.
Yeah. Unless the Golden, I mean, I'm trying to think what's left to accomplish. Do they want to pass Jordan's Bulls? They've won four, right? They've been to six finals in 8 years. They've won four. If they got Durant back and won two or three more, seven titles in 11 years. I mean, that might be the greatest thing we've ever, we've seen in basketball.
Stuff. Yeah. I guess as a 90s child, I mean, you didn't win when you went, 73-9 or whatever?
Yep.
So, isn't that the ultimate blemish if you're going to do that comparison? Like, doesn't mean a thing without the
ring. And blew that 3-1 lead. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I don't think they'd surpass him, but I'm trying to think why they want it back. Like, why do they want to do this again?
Yeah. Why is it with NBA over every other sport? Is the ring every league, a ring is the most important thing. But in the NBA, I've never seen rings be used against individual players quite like it is used in the NBA. Can someone please? I understand that NBA players have a lot more effect on individual games, but what is with the culture of the NBA that rings are thrown in players' face describing whether or not a player can even, exist in the NBA at this point?
Shaq to on all those post-game shows. Absolutely. Right. Happens every
so I think
night.
The two comparable ones are quarterback in the NFL and the superstar in basketball. Like those mm-hmm. are the ones I feel like there's a lot of people that have pushed back on the quarterback thing. Like, hey, you're still a great quarterback if you don't win. Like Dan Marino. Rodgers only has one. There's no one's done that in basketball. Like you're right though. We still judge NBA stars on rings. I mean, that's how we judge these guys.
Also, and it's crazy because there have been 75 championships and two teams have 35 of them.
Yeah. So
it's a rarefied air.
Like in Major League Baseball, there's been 10 different champions in the last 10 years. In the NBA, there's been 10 different champions in the past 100 years.
And I think that's part of it. Like when you have a dominant team, more often than not, they're going to win a title in some span of those years. Whereas in baseball, you sneak in as the wild card, you can get hot and make that run. Or they're mm-hmm. what is it? The Steelers as you sneak in as the sixth seed and you make that run to the Super Bowl. Whereas I almost feel like it's much, it just doesn't happen where that sneaky hot team at the end of the season that goes on a run.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. And I just think it's how we separate these guys, right? They all score 30 a game, right? They all score 28 a game. They're all great. It's how we separate the great ones from the special ones. All right, the other big stuff going on right now, guys, NBA-wise, is waiting for the Kyrie Irving thing nonsense to end. But I don't know if the Kyrie Irving thing ever ends because he's just nonsense. But doesn't it feel like Kyrie to the Lakers, Cody, is going to happen here? I mean, now Russell,
a diehard Laker fan, that's the one thing I don't want to happen. So clearly this is going to happen within the next 3 hours.
All right, let me ask you this. I think he's a pain in the neck and he's crazy.
Yes.
But he's a better player than Russell Westbrook. And the Lakers would have a far better chance to win a title with Kyrie and LeBron than Westbrook and LeBron.
Yes, but at the end of the day, how long does the marriage last? Does it even make it to the playoffs? Keep in mind, the playoffs alone are its own season. It's a 3-month long process. So even getting there seems impossible with Kyrie at this point. Plus, the statement he wrote, it was like a Matt Damon crypto commercial. It's even worse than Take My Talents to South Beach. This was a new low when it came to announcing anything.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I will say this. Who's better GM, LeBron or Kevin Durant? I mean, LeBron's at least got some rings to show for it.
Oh, LeBron, yeah.
Yeah, but I think Kyrie is going to be Kyrie. I think being in L.A., being in California, he'll have that sort of free, good time vibes that he didn't have in New York, and in Brooklyn. And I think LeBron sort of kind of keeping an eye on him. I mean, remember, didn't he say during a press conference with the Celtics that he called LeBron for some advice? At the end of the day, he knows he messed up by leaving LeBron and the Cavs. I think he respects LeBron. Not that anybody can control Kyrie, but I think LeBron can at least has his ear a little bit. He's going to the Lakers. It's minus 115, minus 125, wherever, whatever book you want to shop at. He's going there. And I'm with you, Cody. I'm a Laker fan too. And this era of Laker basketball is, woo, buddy. You hold your nose and see if there another banner goes up on the rafter.
It could feasibly work for one season.
Sure. I see. That's what I think too. Yeah. One, they got one. I feel like LeBron's got one more run in him. I think one more.
And if you're Darvin Ham, you're like, great, I'm the Lakers coach. All right, well, there's LeBron making the decision. Now they want to bring Curry. I just got here, guys. I just got here. Give me a break.
Yeah, Darvin's got no say in any of this. Darvin, just no. Sit there, drop Poor a play guy. When we have 7 seconds to go. We'll figure the rest out. Lakers right now, 10-1. And that number's moved a lot. They're 10-1 to win the title. That was 14 last week, 27 at one book. Yeah. There's an assumption they're getting Kyrie. That's what it feels like to me. Like they're going to get Kyrie, and we're going to figure this thing out if they can play with him. But yeah, Cody, I'm with it. One year before Kyrie's like, yeah, I want to go explore Jupiter. I'm out of here. I don't want to play with LeBron.
He will blow this up. But he maybe we get a whole 7 months of peace.
Yeah, you know what? He got along with LeBron for a while. They won together, and then, you know, he wanted to do his own thing, and that didn't work. So I do think it could work for a year. I expect that one to be a trade that happens. All right, we got a lot to get to on the show today. On the other side, we'll pay tribute to Hank Goldberg. Hammer and Hank passed away yesterday, age 82, one of the OGs of the sports betting space. We'll be joined by David Bearman, who he gave his start to down in Miami. That's coming up next right here on the BetQL Network.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.